Actually, I'd like to call the meeting, the Finance Administration and Operations Committee meeting to order. Please take the roll.
Director Peterson?
Here.
Director Gonzalez?
Here.
Director Darcy?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Is there any public comments? No public comment today. Okay. We have approval of the minutes of the Finance Administration and Operations Committee and executive session held on April 17th, 2013. Are there any comments or corrections to those? If not, do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full consent agenda. Executive Director Mike Stone is filling in for Christie today.
Yes, I'm not Christie.
Good morning, everyone. Just wanted to, as I think most people have heard, that Christie is not here today. She is in the hospital this morning. Hopefully giving her this.
Exciting.
Just to address a couple of few housekeeping items, we will be taking a few items, or we may be taking a few items directly to board that weren't quite ready this morning to be addressed for this committee. As we know, that sometimes happens as we try to get things ready. One of those would be the back office system, as well as a potential sign-off for allow the chief of staff to authorize workers' comp authorizations. And with that, I believe we have a presentation from our chief of finance, Mike Kausch, who will review our first quarter of 2013.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, everyone, directors. This morning we'll present the results of the for the first quarter of 2013. As you know, they're prepared on a basis that's consistent with our trust indenture provision, so they're a little bit different than GAAP, but our follow the basis that we budget on. We are preparing a full report that you'll receive in the next few days. It's in draft form now, but thought it was important to go through with the committee the highlights of the results for the first quarter of 2013. First and foremost, on the revenue side, total revenue totaled $212 million. That is on target with the budget. I think it's within $100,000 of our projection for the first quarter. Passenger car transactions did decline from the first quarter of 2012, but there are a number of factors we can talk about that impacted passenger vehicle traffic in the first quarter. Commercial vehicle traffic did grow 0.2% compared to 2012 and was 2.6% greater than our 2013 projection. On the traffic side, we did have one fewer day in the first quarter of 2013 because there was a leap year in 2012, so we had an extra day, so to speak, in 2012. That has about a 1% impact. So most of the passenger car transaction decline was related to the fact we had one fewer day. Additionally, we did have more weather impacts in the first quarter of 2013 than we did 2012. Winter weather events during the first quarter of 2013. 2012 was particularly mild. In addition, the economy is growing but slowly, and so that could be impacting passenger vehicle traffic as well. However, the good news is it's on target, even with all of those impacts, because of the commercial vehicle revenue grew a little more quickly than we had anticipated. Evasion recovery totaled $14.6 million. This is $3.9 million higher than we had projected for the first quarter. It seems that Those that are receiving violation notices are acting more quickly and in larger percentages than we have seen in the past, so that's good news. Maintenance and operations budget, favorable results. It was $3.7 million below budget during the first quarter. And the capital program, again, primarily due to weather impacts. It was a cold kind of wet, well, particularly a wet spring, late start to the spring construction season. All right, just a reminder, the 2013 budget is based on $986 million of revenue. Again, primarily toll revenue and evasion recovery, $283 million for maintenance and operations, $317 million for debt service transfers projected for the year, and then $386 million that we can put in our current funded capital accounts that we use to help fund the Move Illinois and the CRP programs, $386 million. As you mentioned, total revenue was $3.3 million greater than budget. You can see $3.8 million in toll revenue and evasion recovery, and a shortfall relative to the projection in miscellaneous revenue. We had less fiber optic revenue in the first quarter of 2013 than we did in 2012, less new fiber optic contracts, as well as we receive revenue when we do transponder replacements, and we had fewer transponder replacements in the first quarter, so miscellaneous revenue was down about $500,000. With respect to the operating results, really the top three categories are the areas where we had significant favorable variances. Payroll and related costs, $326,000, just a reflection of having more vacancies than we had anticipated in the first quarter, and we're obviously HR and the departments are working to fill those vacancies as we proceed into the construction season and need that assistance with respect to the Move Illinois program and also prepare for the summer toll collection season. Group insurance, a favorable variance of about $537,000. While that's a nice result to have for the first quarter, one of the impacts we have in the first quarter is it is the start of the new plan year on March 1st. So sometimes you get less billing in March because people have to meet their annual deductibles. So the portion that this tollway picks up tends to be less in March and April than it would be in other months. Contractual services down $3.1 million. This really is a timing issue almost exclusively. There were a number of engineering contracts that we had transferred from the capital program to the operating budget. They include pavement and bridge inspection contracts. They include some quality assurance work. Those contracts haven't been spending. We probably projected in finance that it would start sooner than it really should have. But again, I think the late spring, the wet weather, has impacted the ability to start on those contracts. Additionally, we had expected to incur some additional costs for the customer call center as we transition to a new call center. That schedule's been pushed a little bit. We expect that to start in the second quarter. So I think we're going to incur these costs by the end of the year, but it'll be delayed second and third quarter as opposed to the first quarter. With respect to the capital program, Move Illinois, $57 million under what we had projected. We spoke a little bit to the weather impacts on this. Other capital projects are very close to what we had projected, actually a little bit higher for the non-roadway, other capital equipment and so forth that we procure. If we look at the detail, what caused this, the projection in total was $135 million, $78 million, $79 million of expenses, about a $56 million, $57 million variance. scheduling changes. And by this, we mean scheduling changes within the construction season, primarily that, again, a later start, more of the work to occur in the second, third, and fourth quarters. Project cost savings already of $7 million. We did receive some favorable bids, so that project cost saving number may grow over the course of this year. One additional note, while we're $57 million under the projection, this is a projection that was made back in October of 2012, or September of 2012, when we prepared the tentative budget for 2013. That projection has been updated when we went to the bond market, and the actual expenditures projected for 2013 in that official statement that we used for the bond sale was $50 million less than the 2013 budget. So it is our expectation that not all of this variance will be spent during the remainder of the year, that we will achieve about a $50 million reduction in spending by the end of the year based upon the latest projections.
Mike, do we have any projections as far as the delays because of procurement? Is there any, maybe Paul can speak to this too, would we anticipate any costs there?
Most of the differential is due to scheduling, as Mike said, and I think primarily it is the weather that's having the biggest impact. There are other things that are causing delays, such as you mentioned, procurement issues and maybe not getting authorization to proceed on time. We feel, though, that we're going to be able to work through most of that and get the jobs out that we said we were going to get out for this year. But we don't have the exact number associated with procurement delays.
So we can't basically quantify what the cost would be for the delays. We don't think there's going to be a cost for the delays, or we haven't been able to quantify it.
There will be some. There is going to be some. We haven't quantified it yet. I think it has improved over what it has been, last year.
Sure.
So, that's about all I can tell you right now. We can get back to you and try to give you a quantification of, exactly what portion of that underspending is due to a procurement delay. But like I said, we're hopeful that we're going to recover a lot of that before the end of the year, and you're going to see that spending occurring.
And we do have some additional detail here by corridor. System-wide, this is really the I-90 Illinois Route 47 interchange. That's about $22 million less than we had projected in the first quarter. Much of that is $22 million for the entire system-wide. $8 million of reduction in the interchange cost in the first quarter due to right-of-way purchase delays. And then again, the conversion, or some of the business systems, IT, the conversion to the new back office is proceeding more slowly than we put in the budget. Jane Adams utility costs were down about $6.1 million. Again, really a scheduling issue. And there was actually some work done on the Jane Adams that was completed in 2012, which back in October of 2012 we thought wouldn't be completed. So here's a case where the reduction in 2013 really relates to work being done in the prior year. Elgin O'Hare, right-of-way impact, and then some savings on the Tri-State with respect to closing out the work that was done on Central Tri-State last year. And that's really the summary. We did have some reduction in debt service costs as well, because we issued our bonds in the second quarter, and we had anticipated the first issuance would occur in the first quarter.
My question about the toll revenue, that 212 in the first quarter is on target to budget, but the passenger car transactions declined 1.2% from the first quarter 2012, and I know it was related to weather and some of the leap year and last day in February, but do you see us regaining that? I figure we're 2.5% less than 2013, so that's about $5 million less, but really it was only $2.5 million that was less in the first quarter. Is that right? I'm going off that 212, that 212 number. And I guess my question is, will we regain that with the summer months coming up? Will we be back on target?
Yeah, the 2.5%, of course, would relate to the passenger vehicle total only, so that was probably about $2.5 to $3 million of the revenue. You know, I think that going forward, we're expecting that the passenger vehicle traffic will meet the second, third, and fourth quarter projections. Okay. I don't think we're necessarily thinking that it will overperform in the last three quarters and make up for the shortfall in the first quarter. But commercial vehicles did.
I was going to say, but commercials made up for that difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Okay. Procurement has several items.
Actually, we have one other item. As they say, all good things come to an end. Certainly true of Stella Bannock's tenure at the Tollway. Stella has been our general manager of engineering services and will be retiring after 25 years of service for the Tollway. And she's been a quiet, dignified, professional source at the Tollway that people have come to rely on. Her colleagues and certainly myself in the executive office have valued her service here. Paul, did you want to add anything to that statement?
I couldn't really say it any better other than, you know, she has definitely been the most valuable player for a few years with us. She does great work. We are going to miss her greatly, but we wish her a lot of good luck and success in the future also.
Still, would you like to say anything?
I would just say, and not self-ashamed, but it really has been an honor and privilege to serve, and I hope I've, you know, made a positive contribution to the organization. It's been great. I really appreciate the opportunity to work.
Thank you for your
organization. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your years of service. Much appreciated. Thank you very much.
Plaque to celebrate your years of service.
And we had cupcakes yesterday.
We had cupcakes yesterday. Not today. We got grapes today, I guess. We're healthy.
Stella, thank you very much for your 25 years of service, right?
Thank you. Good job, Procurement, Mr. Donato.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, directors. Procurement has five items for your consideration this morning. The first item is to rescind a resolution that was approved by our board in January of this year. This resolution was an order against the CMS master contract to purchase 76 rear-wheel drive pursuit vehicles. Without notice to the Tollway and CMS, Chevy moved up the vehicle cutoff date to place orders. Since we were unaware of this change, we missed this date. Our fleet manager, Tom Delton, called not only the Chevy dealer that holds the state contract, but also Chevy's district manager of fleet sales to see if any relief can be granted, but no relief was granted on this, as they didn't have enough parts to meet current demand for the vehicle. So we're recommending that the board rescind this resolution, which then will set the stage for item number two.
Okay. Any questions on that?
Okay. So the second item is an award of a Tollway invitation for bid to purchase 91 all-wheel drive pursuit vehicles. Again, while we were notified that we can no longer order the vehicles from item number one, we had a solicitation published on the procurement bulletin to purchase 15 all-wheel drive pursuit vehicles. But we amended our solicitation to include the 76 vehicles from the first item. And after evaluating the bid prices, we determined that it was in the Tollway's best interest to purchase 91 all-wheel drive pursuit vehicles. These vehicles are approximately $800 less than the rear-wheel drive vehicles that were on the state's master contract. Award is recommended to Morrow Brothers Board Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $2,453,600. Chair, continue the next item.
Let's see if there are any questions. So basically, it's about a $400,000 increase from the original procurement.
Right, because we're adding 15 additional.
15 additional vehicles to that, and we're getting all-wheel drive.
Correct.
Is there any fuel efficiencies with the all-wheel drive?
Yeah, actually, yes. We're gaining 1 mile per gallon on the all-wheel drive compared to the rear-wheel drive that's on the state's master contract. So it's a more fuel-efficient vehicle, more horsepower. Safe. Actually, it's not more horsepower, but it's a safer vehicle.
Safer vehicle.
Definitely. And I know the state police, we and the fleet manager, we've all been talking together on this procurement, and they're definitely for this all-wheel drive vehicle because of the safety factor.
Any questions?
Okay, so third item is an amendment to a resolution that the board approved in March to replace two vehicle hoists at M3 in Park Ridge. You know, this is more of a cleanup item than anything. This emergency repair was limited to 90 days, and the vendor didn't receive all the components to replace these hoists within the allotted time. In fact, they currently only have the parts for one of the hoists, and the parts for the second should be arriving within the next week or two. The vendor has committed to completing this installation prior to the end of June. Since none of the work has started yet and it wouldn't have been completed within the 90-day term, we simply just change the period of time when this work will be completed and change the contract number rather than entering into extensions related to this work. So award is still recommended to Standard Industrial and Automotive Equipment Incorporated in a total amount not to exceed $145,000. So vendor and the dollar amount is not a change. It's more or less just a contract number and the term.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. The fourth item is a tollway sole source contract to purchase building automation services for a 2-year period. This contract allows us to monitor the temperature and energy usage throughout our system and allows us to make adjustments from any remote site. For example, we could turn on or off a chiller at any site from our central administration building or any place that provides a network connection since the software is a web-based application. This contract includes 2 visits per week for preventive maintenance and also allows for time and materials when additional work is required. We've invested over $2 million into this current system, and award is recommended to Precision Control Systems of Chicago Incorporated in a total amount not to exceed $200,000.
And that's basically the sole source proprietary software?
Yes, that is correct. So we had a procurement years ago, and Precision Control Systems of Chicago was our selected vendor. So there's proprietary software that we use to set our temperature and lighting controls throughout our whole system.
Okay.
The fifth and final item is a totally sole source to purchase web, e-commerce, and interactive voice response hosting and support services for a 3-year term. This contract provides our customers with a self-service e-commerce environment for their IPAS account maintenance needs, transponder ordering and activation, violation and unpaid toll payments. In fact, 70% of our customers use this system to maintain their IPAS accounts. We have invested millions of dollars of infrastructure that run our business, and it's critical for the service to continue until our new back office system is implemented, which we believe to be approximately 2.5 to 3 more years, and that will take over this function. It should also be noted that while we're requesting a 3-year term, we do have a sole source hearing scheduled for May 22nd, next week, that our CPO will need to approve before we can execute this contract. There's no BEP goal on this contract, but the vendor has committed to almost 26% of the total amount to MBE firms. Award is recommended to Unisys Corporation in an amount not to exceed $6,223,826.
And this is for 3 years?
It is for 3 years, because we know that nothing is going to change with our current environment until we get the new back office procurement implemented.
And once the back office is implemented, then?
That will take over the web, the e-commerce, and the interactive voice response.
The management of those systems.
Yes.
Internally.
And it's also important to note that this vendor also provides not only the e-commerce side, but just our basic web hosting side. They web host our website. So in other words, when you click on our website to review the board agenda or any other items that are not related to the IPAS side, this vendor supports that.
Okay.
And at that point, you know, before the 3 years over, we plan to go out for a new competitive RFP to select another vendor to post our set.
And how long has this vendor been with the Flowway?
Since 2002.
Since 2002.
Yeah, so they got selected as a competitive procurement.
And the contract award is a total of over 3 years?
It is. So it's a little bit over $2 million per year. So it's the $6 million, the $6.2 million represents a three-year period.
And if we if that back office gets filled prior to the 3 years?
Then we could terminate this contract for convenience earlier. Absolutely. But we anticipate this will be a long transition, though, to get off the system. Because, again, we have all this infrastructure and servers, you know, in Minnesota where Unisys is located. And, you know, when we before we flip the switch, we have to make sure that we test the new system to make sure it's functioning properly and there's no errors and all the data and the PCI compliance still exists within the system.
There's a lot of custom code developed, too, between that web system and our current tollway, the ride system. So redevelopment of that code would be a big effort.
Any other questions? I had a question back on item number two.
On the pursuit vehicles?
Yeah, are those vehicles being manufactured here, assembled here? Or are they?
Yeah, they're actually assembled in their backyard in the south side of Chicago, whereas the vehicles that were on the master contract, the Chevys, are assembled in Australia.
Okay, so be the
people so local people will be the work.
Local people do the work assembly here.
Okay. That's correct, yes.
Okay,
that was one of the things that we were happy about.
Okay. I think that's it, Rachel. Any that's questions it, yes. about those items? We take them individually. Legal, do we need to take those individually? Can we take all five together?
You can take them together.
Anybody recusing? I don't see any recusals. All right, items under procurement, items 1 through 5, there are a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes and moves to the consent agenda. Thank you. Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
Engineering, Paul.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Engineering has 5 items today. Item 1 is a recommendation on a construction contract award. It's for replacing a communication tower at the LSIP maintenance yard. That's M1. It's on the Tri-State Flowway. Work is going to include the demo of the existing tower and its replacement. Devine Brothers Electric was the low bidder at $707,875. They committed to meeting our DB goal and we're recommending award to them. You know, I'm not sure of the actual height, but I know that some of the towers do vary in height on our system. We have overall, I believe, 61 towers throughout the system, and they kind of serve as a backup communications route. And we have fiber optic communications, but these towers allow us to communicate also via microwave technology.
We also provide co-location services on the towers for AT&T and other companies. They want space.
Do we lease space? Do we, is it a revenue generator?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's over $1 million.
Over $1 million a year?
A year.
I can get the high on this.
200 feet.
Is it 200?
200.
Is it going to be any, the replacement going to be, is it 200 feet now? Are you replacing with another 200 foot tower? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe okay. They are getting replaced in kind of. Item number 2. This is a request to supplement contract 5614, which we have with three companies in Illinois. The supplement amount is $159,000. It's an increase over their current fee, and it's in direct result of this company is doing some construction management work for us on I-88. It's for the job that we had done last year there. Most of the work involved just resurfacing the mainline roadway. In this section between, I believe it's 251, Illinois Route 251 and Anna Gleeden Road. Near the end of the job, they had the task of cleaning up the roadside area and regrading the ditches. And while they were doing that, they discovered the most significant item is that we didn't have our concrete aprons that we have on each side of the major cross culverts were in really bad shape and needed to be repaired, and we wanted to get them repaired. So we added that work to the existing construction contract. It was late in the year. They ran out of time to get it done. They started up again right away in the spring, but, and you heard Mike Kelch mention, we've been having some challenges due to the wet weather that we've had this spring. They did, their contract did last as long as we had originally negotiated it to last, but we needed to go, we wanted to try to finish up in the next couple months. They're in the best position to do this work for us, and they are going to continue to meet their DBE requirement on this contract, and we want to supplement it.
Plus a supplement of his professional services versus a change order.
Yes.
And you negotiated the fees and rates with them.
Yes.
A reasonable and equitable.
Yes. So item number three is an extra work order. This is on contract 4066, which we have with Laura Construction Company. And the amount of the extra work order is $295,846, and it has to do with the discrepancy which existed within the contract documents. In this job, they're building, it's a $29 million effort overall, but part of this job involves some noise wall work. The noise wall is in actuality, the existing one is ground mounted. However, the specification showed it as being mounted on a structure. So the contractor asked to be compensated for the additional work that he has to do to remove and replace this ground-mounted structure, ground-mounted noise wall. We did get a fair price on this because we're getting the exact same unit price which he bid on adjacent contracts nearby. The tollway, this extra work order is occurring as a result of a discrepancy in the contract documents, which the designer puts together for us. However, we will receive the full value of this work, so it's right that we have to pay this amount for it. And I'm recommending that we move forward with this extra work order as the best way to get it done.
So the designer basically left this out.
The designer incorrectly designated the work.
But was it the direction of IDOT?
Well, the designer in this case is under contract with IDOT because we're doing this large system interchange at 29457 as a result of a partnership with IDOT. So they gratefully already had the designer on board, and the designer had most of the contract documents ready to go as soon as we were ready. Overall, they've been doing good work. We have been hitting all of our advertisement dates, for all of our different contract packages, so I'm grateful for that. And the bids have been coming in under budget, so we've been getting good prices on the work, which is an indication of, how good the plans are. I think this is just an example of how there will be times where things won't be exactly perfect, and we have mechanisms to deal with them.
And if the designer had not made this oversight, you would have had to pay this, you would have incurred this.
That's correct. That's the basic message is, the tollway is paying for what it's receiving, which is, this correct work, which we did, evaluate and negotiate with the contractor, and we know it's a price that matches up with prices we receive in other jobs.
Thank you.
The next two items are both related to land acquisition items. Item four is a request to increase our budget, our right-of-way budget, by the amount of $16,600,000. And we want to apply this budget to acquire all real estate interests and pay for any and all land acquisition fees and costs associated with our work on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. We did anticipate that we would be coming back to the board as the designs developed for I-90, and we got a better idea of exactly what we're going to be needing in the way of right-of-way and land acquisition. So these additional funds are going to help us continue to implement and move forward with the right-of-way acquisition on this corridor. We may be coming back to you in the future if these funds are not going to be completely sufficient. As of right now, the preliminary design We have 127 parcels, which we are going to have to acquire at least portions of, but as we refine the design, we're going to try to, you know, fine tune that and minimize, you know, the exact needs that we have and.
We'd order authorize it not to exceed, so this is just to allocate those funds that we had approved already towards this.
Just to give us the ability to charge against. It will be for all work associated with getting right away on the I-90 corridor.
Any questions?
So item five, it also was included within our original budget projections for the I-90 corridor, so we're going about it in a measured way. We asked just for a small portion to get started with the work, and now as we more fully define what the requirements are going to be, we're asking for additional funds from the budget.
And the parcels, it's 127 parcels, have they been identified? We have a list. Did we get those in our?
We don't have the complete list, but the next item is an example of you know, when you will be getting that information. So item five is actually seeking to identify parcels that may need to be acquired for the Elmhurst interchange. This interchange is on I-90, but it's actually part of the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor Project 4011. This resolution is going to amend previous resolutions 19882 and 19584. We are required to identify the parcels in accordance with the ISHTA versus Di Benedetto, which requires the tollway to reasonably describe the property that may be needed to be acquired by condemnation. So as we get this information and identify the parcels and the ownership, we do share it with you, and I believe this item is typically covered in executive session. There will be no adjustment to the budget associated with this section.
Okay. So we'll take item five in executive session. Okay, that's fine. Okay. Any further questions regarding items 1 through 5? Okay, we're only going to take items 1 through 4. Do I hear a vote? Is that correct?
Correct.
Correct. We'll take items 1 through 4. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes, moves to the full consent agenda. Item 5, we don't need to do anything on right now.
Correct.
Okay. Legal has several items.
Just a few. The first two are IGAs. Number one is going to be an IGA with the FAA associated with the Elgin O'Hare. This will be doing some advanced engineering led by the FAA, but reimbursed by the tollway. Expected price in the neighborhood of $316,250. Again, this is for advanced engineering work to determine what effects from the Elgin O'Hare build may impact FAA regulations and the need for the flights coming into O'Hare, in and out of O'Hare. Go ahead.
The cost of this, who's incurring the cost?
We are incurring the cost, and you'll see in the agreement we've attached, I hope we have, there's a chart that gives the rough estimates of the expected engineering. So we have civil, electrical, engineering, mechanical, and some environmental work.
Was that anticipated in the original budget, or is this going to be an addition to that?
This is very standard. It's included in the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor budget. We knew we were going to have to coordinate with the FAA, and this is to pay for them to do the reviews that are going to be necessary.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah, question.
Does the FAA incur any cost at all? Or is it all basically fronted by us?
Yeah, nothing that we're aware of here. We're essentially reimbursing, including for some travel for folks coming out from the East Coast.
And they were going to hire the engineering firms to do the work?
Oh, I believe I heard this is mostly internal gas, but you may have more up to date on that.
Yeah.
And supported by oversight and accountability, just basically, you know.
They have jurisdiction over some of this work,
sure.
And we have to coordinate our plans with them, and we're paying for those services to have them, you know, make sure that it complies with all the requirements and reviews.
Okay. And I guess I'm just asking a question. If there's cost overrun, if they come back and say the original estimates were 316, and they come back and say it was 416 or 516, is there any
that happens, I know we will be back explaining it to you.
All right, thank you.
Item two is an extension of an intergovernmental agreement that dates back to 2008. The tollway entered with the village of New Lenox in the vicinity of I-355 and the Route 6 interchange. New Lenox is doing some work, village work. They need some access to our ramp areas and other tollway access control. With this long-standing agreement, they were projected to get this work done this fall, and they've requested an additional year to finish their work, which is apparently no consequence to the tollway and no dollars involved. So that would just be a timing extension. And the third item, I think, can smoothly just move to our consent. This relates to an expected refunding bond transaction that is in the works. We talked about it in the executive session at the full board. We are ready to identify three firms to serve both as bond counsel, issuer's counsel, and a recommendation for underwriter's counsel for this expected transaction. We discussed who they would be and why in exec. We'd just like to see that formalized at the full board so we have the resolution to proceed with those firms.
Any questions on those items? See a proposal. Director Darcy. Let's take item one. I guess we could take them separately, or
either way, one or one and two.
We'll take item any objection to taking one and two together. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve under legal items one and two?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion moves to full consent agenda. Item three. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. I'll second it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed.
Director, if you wouldn't mind, just to clarify, I don't think I mentioned in my remarks, and I don't know if you have any materials, both with respect to the bond counsel identified, as we talked about in executive session, firm of Chapman and Cutler will be used as bond counsel, firm of Burke Burns and Pinelli will be used as issuer's counsel, and firm of Schiff Hardin LLP will be recommended for underwriter's counsel for that transaction.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Did you receive that? Mm-hmm. Received that report.
Thank you.
Thanks for clarifying that. And Director Darcy did recuse himself on that. Okay, well, that is moving to the consent agenda. Any unfinished business? Any new business? I don't think there's a need for executive session. Is that correct? We'll do it at the full board, if that's okay. We're going to have items. Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. We are now adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.